Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a very exciting show for all of us tonight. First off, we're going to have my new radio drama, Episode 1. It's called Welcome to Medford. It is based entirely on Welcome to Night Vale, and I'm really excited about it. I've put a bunch of thought and energy into it, and that feels good. And then, coming up in the 8 p.m. hour, I'm going to be joined by Anna Riedester from The Croaks, or from her solo project, Namarca, and she'll be playing a solo set acoustically starting at 8 p.m. And just a fun fact, this is the first broadcast from Studio A on our brand new power station. Yay! But more about that during Welcome to Medford. Good evening, listeners. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to my show, where the airwaves hum with secrets and shadows dance in the flickering light. I am your host, Mellow Max, guiding you through the mysteries of the night. As I sit here in the dimly lit studio of WMFO, I can't help but feel a chill in the air. Strange occurrences have been reported within these walls. Tales of whispers in the corridors and flickering lights in the dead of night. But fear not, dear listener, for tonight we embark on a journey to uncover the truth behind these whispers within the radio waves. But first, let's take a moment to catch up on the latest news from around town in today's edition of Medford Mysteries. We have reports of a local dog park suddenly transforming into a portal to another dimension. Witnesses claim to have seen dogs flying through the air, chasing after interdimensional squirrels. The city council advises residents to avoid the park until further notice, and to refrain from making eye contact with any squirrels, dimensional or otherwise. Ah, the wonders of New England life. But I digress. Oh, before I forget, I have some unfortunate news to share with all of you about the radio station. Last weekend, after nearly 18 years of non-stop broadcasting, our audio board joined the quiet realm of the dead to squeak strange noises into the void no more. The sudden quiet resulting from this oh so very unfortunate occurrence was so profound that we were able to send out a message into the past. Our message was received, and the system upgrade, which had not been in existence, became now very real and had, in fact, been in the storage closet for 7 years. I spent the weekend assisting the operations department on setting up this new old unit. I thrust my hands into tangles and webs of cables, probing deeply into the fleshy, dusty, disturbing depths of WMFO. Due to finals, the student DJs all departed, leaving me alone to set up the retroactively acquired studio system. Alone in the quiet studio, a room normally so full of freeform noisescapes and amateur reviews of movies that have not yet been released, I felt a pair of eyes, a pair of beady eyes, watching me. This is, naturally, quite different from the feeling of the CCTV camera, which is always watching, albeit benevolently, so our WMFO secret police can keep track of all of our goings on here in the studio. Very strange. Maybe it's old Rick. But it couldn't be. That's just a legend. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we delve deeper into the shadows of WMFO. And remember, in the darkness, there is always light. And in the silence, there is always sound. But first, the weather.
Thank you.
This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to Highly Recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly here at WMFO. And I mentioned it briefly earlier, but I'm very proud of myself because I did get our brand new old 7-year-old soundboard up and running in the time since Saturday. Which I don't know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but that's a significant accomplishment, and I feel pretty darn good about that. And yeah, I hope that you're all proud of me too. I mean, that's not why I do it or anything, but still, you know. Anyway, behind me right now is the mellow tunes of Tatsuro Yamashita off of the album Pacific, released in 1978. We're going to be starting things off tonight, other than my Welcome to Medford, Episode 1, which is my take on Welcome to Night Vale. Other than that, and if you missed that, Episode 2 will be occurring next week, and I will have a new episode every week of May, and I'll be exploring some deep, deep WMFO lore that I'm really excited to make a story for. But we will be starting things off today with 3 songs from Japan. First up was Tatsuro Yamashita. Coming up next is Cassiopeia.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, that was just Minami Deutsch with Terra Recipe, released in 2016. They are a Japanese band on the same label as Kikagaku Moyo, if you are familiar. And before that, we had another Japanese song from 1979. That was Cassiopeia with Space Road. Very cool, psyche stuff. Minami Deutsch, they're a self-described krautrock band from Tokyo, which is kind of neat, you know? But let's jump over to a different country. This next song was released April 26th. So that was just under a week ago. The band is called Vaeva. They're really cool. I've played them on my show once or twice before. And this is their brand new song, Etchu.
Tre settimane che non faccio un co. Corro, corro, ma non so dove andare. Vedo i messaggi, ma penso se rispondo domani, ora non mi va. Ogni giorno dura solo un giù. Non so cosa cerco, sì, ma nemmeno tu. Perdo troppo tempo, sì, lo so. Dammi un fazzoletto, remo giù. Ho sognato che ero presidente. Tutti mi ascoltavano e piaceva la gente. Sono ancora nel letto. Tra mezz'ora mi alzo, te lo prometto. Ogni giorno dura solo un giù. Non so cosa cerco, sì, ma nemmeno tu. Pensi io sia stupida, ma no. Offendimi, io dimenticherò. Il tempo si misura solo un giù. Scusa.
Eh. those sheets were red.
Searching 'cause I'd like to stay here.
Right. That last song was just My Old Life with Return to Centaurus. And before that was 6 a.m. by Sun Casino and Home Shake's Midnight Snack. Coming up next, we're taking it back to Japan with Fishman's Sunny Blue.
Sunny blue, sunny blue. eyes are burning yellow, fierce and bright. The nights are dark and skies are sharp and wide and awake. As she acts out her past, the jungle days, when the night was her friend in many other different ways. She gave protection, gave detection.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstopwrecks.org and learn more. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Behind me right now is Mahavishnu Orchestra with Thousand Island Park. But up before that, we had Gentle Giant with Black Cat and Sunny Blue by Fishmans. And we might have one more quick song after this, and then we will have, actually, I'm going to put you on air. Anna, how do you say your last name?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Rydester.
Rydester. Okay, I might have gotten it wrong at the beginning of the show.
That's
sorry
okay.
About that. But Anna will be playing up starting around 8 p.m., so stick around. Thank you.
cross your dreams.